progression from the Palaszczuk government has been consistent. We have talked about the fact that we would need to see genuine market failure before there would be any suggestion of government intervention. Now, I think it's pretty disingenuous for Mr. Joyce to suggest that we're not across the issue. In fact, if he believes government intervention is so important, then there's a very easy opportunity for the federal government to make a clear statement about what they will do, regardless of legislation in Queensland. So what they're doing is they're playing a game of wait and see to see how which way the wind is blowing before putting themselves forward. And we've seen this from some of their local members around the state. So, look, we do think that commercial outcome is the best outcome. There are obviously pros and cons to this entire process in terms of how we go forward. But let me be clear, we've got to ensure that we have the industry getting a fair price. And I think that that is something that the growers are capable of negotiating. I understand some of the limitations that may be there in terms of the perceived power that they don't have. But at the same time, we've got a responsibility as a government to ensure that this space is done in a commercial way prior to having government intervention. Otherwise, where do you draw the line about when you're intervening, not just in this particular sector, but others as well?
And would you agree, though, that it is sending a bit of a mixed message to industry itself, which I understand is in mediation right now? Growers and millers sitting around the table paying for an independent mediator to come in and try to find a commercial outcome. But you're saying that that is the way forward, that no legislative instrument is needed. Barnaby Joyce, however, is saying that legislation is needed. He's putting that back on the Queensland government. It just seems to be going round and round in circles as a political football.
Well, Craig, it's not my style to try to play the blame game, but I will say that I think there had been some very genuine progress made through mediation before Mr. Joyce and the federal government blew things out of the water by making statements at inopportune times. So I think if they are serious about wanting to say that the government intervention is required, then let's see them put something on the table in terms of what form of intervention will be required. And no doubt those are the conversations that Mr. Joyce will be having with our Agriculture Minister, Bill Byrne, today.
So at this stage, when that bill put up and proposed by Katter's Australia Party goes before the House in the first week of December, in that sitting week, Labor will not be supporting it?
At this stage, that's exactly the position we've put forward. But we'll continue, as probably Mr. Joyce would be very aware, where you have a parliament of the nature of Queensland with the numbers. We will, as always, continue to negotiate and discuss options with all members of the crossbenches. That includes, of course, on this bill. That's how a good parliament works. If Mr. Joyce thinks that's some way a failure of the Queensland process, then let's see what his idea is.